City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We are talking mega gay.
Oh, I like that.
Hey, babies, this is Cleo.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 348. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Miss Cleo.
Yes, you are. I would love to say that you're in sunny Florida, but I fear that you're having the same kind of crazy, kooky, cold weather, even in Florida.
Oh my gosh, we are not. Actually, there were snow flurries in Orlando, Tallahassee. Now, northern Florida, it's not so unusual because mm-hmm. it does get cold up there. But we're in South Florida. We don't understand this. It was 38. The lowest point for us last night was 37 degrees.
Wow.
And that's what, you know, you woke up to this morning still at about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That is unheard of for South Floridians. People don't even know what to do with this weather. One or two days, it's fine, but it's been like this for a whole week for us.
Yeah. Well, and selfishly, I'm just worried about my grapefruit juice, really. Really.
Well, let me tell you something. It's probably going to be a little bit more expensive.
I bet.
Because the citrus crops are getting hit.
Yeah.
My girlfriend is a great flora and fauna. She can grow anything. And she, for the last three nights, has pulled in certain plants and covered her tomato plants. I mean, we're really, it's a shocker for so many days in a row down here. But mm-hmm. it is the trend. So people should be prepared that the weather patterns mm-hmm. from this point forward don't count on anything.
Hmm.
Because what it was before, it will not be from this point forward. If you notice that the Pacific Coast had all of the hurricane activity in 2009.
Right.
We have none here.
Right.
Nothing to speak of. So the weather patterns are definitely, definitely shifting. And again, I would love to be able to blame it on mankind and global warming, but I got to tell you, I think the planet itself has its own agenda, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you think this is kind of a recalibration in the whole...
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have snow this morning in London.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it is definitely, and you just see it. I mean, it's not anything that happens overnight, but we're all moving so busy lately that, you know, you try not to pay attention to things. You just keep going, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, well, it's...
But I shouldn't complain to you all because you all have snow. We're not shoveling or scraping or blowing anything, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, and it's we are definitely doing all of that. That is for sure. We are doing all that. Hey, you know, the interesting story of this week, which, you know, I don't know, maybe it's not that interesting, but I didn't even know about it. I taped my last show with Deb Pierce up in Toronto, and then after we taped, she said, "Hey, you know, not that really many of us care about Tila Tequila, but she, this girlfriend of hers, this heiress, this Casey Johnson was found dead, you know, of this apparent overdose. And I guess, you know, it's we obviously hear these tragic deaths of these young people. But rarely are they I don't know. I don't know the last time we had a lesbian kind of note. The big, huge Johnson & Johnson heiress.
But Johnson & Johnson has been going through some changes. I mean, they might as well put themselves in the DuPont Rockefeller line of things, you know? But they've been going through some things, I want to say, since 2005. There was a lot of internal on a company level. But, you know, unfortunately, and it's sad to say, there's so many young people, rich or poor, it doesn't seem to matter, that are just kind of lost. And, you know, drugs and whatnot seem to be the parlay of choice. And it is just so sad to me, you know, that we've gotten so busy and we've gotten so quick that we just don't stop to slow down and see if people are okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's checking in. Not even family that is there or friends that are there. You have to check in. I think what any and all that occurred last year is going to indicate one thing most specifically that I'm finding, is that we will be forced back to a sense of community. We have become, in the last 20, 30 years, a very, very kind of me society, at least in this country. And I do believe that, given the nature of things, that we will really have to return to a sense of community where people can try and trust folks again, and to show a little bit more kindness. One, kindness doesn't cost anybody, you know. I had a similar event a couple of days ago. One of the regulars that comes up to the coffee house, gentleman he had spoken to the night before, was getting ready to go hang out with family, the holidays, et cetera, et cetera. He woke up to an ambulance and police at the front door of his building, because that same gentleman had committed suicide in the process of the night. You know, and looked happy, you know, everything that, you know, he didn't know him well. But again, you know, it's just that kind of dynamic, and people are a bit overwhelmed still. You know, I do want to say that there is hope, and that I do have some positive things to talk about. We're not going to talk about a whole bunch of negative stuff, because that doesn't work. You know, but there are lots of positive things that I see, and that we still may take a little more time to see in the tangible, but they are occurring and they are happening. So I want people to be of good cheer and to be of good hope. This is a 1 year, new beginnings, new dynamics, and it really is an opportunity to take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to you. So, well, I want people to feel good, you know?
Absolutely. And I think you're right that we're going to have to do something, because I'll say this, and then I'll get off the negativity of this, but I just think it's so shocking that we have wiped out kind of the middle of America. That's what's happening right now, you know, with people losing jobs and people experiencing such desperation. And then we have these bloated, kind of inflated part of society that has too much money. You know, I do kind of sometimes go, why aren't we stealing from the rich and giving to the poor? I mean, we almost need a Robin Hood again. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, this is just another, like, tragic, bizarre story of somebody who had every opportunity in life. You know, as Marianne Williamson says in one of her books about the healing of America, you know, she talks about the fact that, you know, the problem in America is that we're not even giving kids the ladder, you know, and here we've got people who have the ladder, they're on the top of the ladder, and we've created a society in which they're just knocked off the top or something. I don't know how to carry that analogy through, but it's so sad what we value today. And you know, I think that we're going to continue to unfortunately see the demise of many people in the upper elite, I guess. And I don't know how to. I think we're going to see that. But you'll tell me. That's just my gut. But,
well, you're getting pretty good, Amy. You're getting pretty good.
I don't know how we're going to balance it out otherwise, you know? I mean, I think the mighty must fall or something if we consider them mighty. Hey, listen, we have a really big 2010 prediction show, our look ahead, the forecast. Ms. Cleo here, as she is annually with us to kind of kick us off looking ahead to the new year. Are you calling it 2010 or 2010?
I'm calling it 2010. I like the way it sounds.
2010. All right. So we're going to look ahead to 2010. Okay. I'm all good with that. I'm liking 2010. You know, just, I don't know.
Oh, 2010 sounds nice. I like that.
Sounds like my sitcom or my soap opera. But
I just want a bit part. I just want a little part.
Oh, you're gonna have a big part. It's gonna be like where they're showing the characters. It's gonna say "and Miss Cleo" at the end. See, you've got that kind of featured featured character. But we also have other news going on. What's going on in the theater scene? As a lot of shows are kicking back up their heels and dusting off the stages and the boards, and a lot of theater to go see and more. So we'll be back with Ms. Cleo, looking forward to 2010.
Excellent.
Hi, I'm a Miller Lite Brewmaster.
Yeah, and I'm a Miller Lite Drinkmaster.
It's the Brewmaster Drinkmaster Show.
I just created a revolutionary aluminum pint bottle. Great new way to enjoy the taste of Miller Lite.
Wow. See, I just designed a new game day delicacy to be enjoyed with your great tasting beer, the 8-layer dip.
Well, the aluminum pint has a wider mouth, giving every sip a superior flow that delivers the great taste.
That's terrific. Most people flow from beef to bean to sour cream to cheese to guacamole to salsa to veggies. See, I'm not most people, though. I flow all the way to jambalaya.
Also, it's got a resealable cap that makes sure every sip tastes as fresh as the first.
Well, my dip is so hearty, it can last from a day game to a night game.
This isn't a competition, you know.
Okay, fine. You advance the science of drinking great-tasting beer, and I advance the art of enjoying it.
Introducing the new aluminum pint bottle from Miller Lite. Just another way for you to enjoy the great taste. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News.
The New Jersey Senate rejected a measure that would have made the state the sixth to approve same-sex marriage. The vote was 14 in favor of the bill and 20 against. Gay marriage supporters had hoped for the measure to pass before January 19th when Governor John Corzine, who promised to sign it, leaves office. Republican Governor-elect Christopher Christie opposes same-sex marriage.
Anise Parker was formally sworn in as the 61st mayor of Houston, Texas on January 2nd in a private ceremony. Parker's win made her the first openly gay person to be elected as mayor of one of the top five most populated cities in the United States.
The life story of Ellen DeGeneres will be featured in an upcoming issue of Blue Water Productions' Female Force comic series. Female Force Ellen DeGeneres, scheduled to be released in March, follows DeGeneres from her youth in Louisiana to her current talk show and looks at her personal life as an out performer.
Research by Community Marketing Incorporated has shown that gay travel has dropped for the first time in 14 years. The October survey showed that 39% of respondents traveled about the same amount last year as the one before, but 3% traveled less, showing that the recession hit gay tourism harder than the 9/11 attacks.
In Michigan, police in Benton Harbor have arrested Calvin Jeff Wright, age 23, in connection with a December 12, 2009 attack. Authorities believe Wright punched a male victim at a gas station. The victim added that his attacker yelled anti-gay slurs while kicking him.
Lisa Miller, a woman who renounced homosexuality after breaking up with her partner Janet Jenkins, is being pursued by authorities after failing to turn over their child to Jenkins per a court order. Miller and Jenkins split almost 7 years ago. The Rutland Family Court recently transferred custody from Miller to Jenkins after Miller would not allow Jenkins to visit their daughter.
In San Diego, seven pro-GLBT organizations are being forced out of a subsidized building because of mold. Equality California, Marriage Equality USA, and the Courage Campaign have been forced to vacate the premises because of a mold problem triggered by substantial rains last November. The groups will still work together, even if they cannot be all in the same building.
In Rhode Island, the state legislature passed a measure that would allow a person's same-sex partner to arrange his or her funeral after Governor Don Carcieri vetoed the bill. In opposing the measure, the governor said, "This bill represents a disturbing trend over the past few years of the incremental erosion of the principles surrounding traditional marriage. However, Marriage Equality Rhode Island Executive Director Kathy Kushner praised the legislature's move, saying, "Now, at the worst time of their lives, people won't have to fight simply to lay their loved ones to rest."
In Santa Cruz, California, an arrest warrant has been issued for Cole White, a 24-year-old Redwood City resident suspected of a hate crime against a gay man at a nightclub. Investigators feel that White made anti-gay slurs at the gay welcoming club, the Blue Lagoon, and last year the city investigated 8 hate crimes.
In world news, Dutch man Clemens Roulon celebrated the United States' lifting of the ban on HIV-positive visitors by going to New York City. Roulon admitted that when he last visited in 2004, he lied about his HIV status on a customs application. Roulon is believed to be the first HIV-positive foreign man to legally come into the United States.
By a vote of 125-99, Portugal's parliament has passed a same-sex marriage measure. The move positions the historically conservative country as the 6th in Europe to allow marriage equality.
Variety Cruises will have its first gay cruise from August 20th to the 27th to showcase Greece and its islands, including Mykonos. The cruise departs from Athens and includes swim stops and selected beaches and DJ spun music. And Atlantis Events, the world's largest company specializing in all gay and lesbian vacations, is offering their first ever gay cruise to mainland China, South Korea, and Japan.
In Malawi, 3 human rights advocates have been arrested after defending the 2 men who engaged in the country's first same-sex wedding.
In England, Home Secretary Alan Johnson may stop anti-gay Muslim preacher Anjem Chowdhury's attempt to hold a march in the town of Wootton Bassett. Last March, Islamist extremists held a protest in Luton against soldiers returning from Iraq, holding signs calling soldiers murderers and baby killers. After that protest, Chowdhury verbally attacked gays, saying they should be stoned to death.
In the Netherlands, a study conducted by psychologist Dirk Fransens showed that young gay Dutch men tend to have multiple partners and not use condoms. 40% of these gay men, aged 16 to 25, had sex without condoms, leading Fransens to conclude that this group should be targeted for information campaigns.
Norman Carter, a gay rights activist from Nova Scotia who made marriage history, has died at the age of 72. Carter and Gerard Veldhoven married in October of 2004, shortly after the province's Supreme Court ruled in favor of same-sex marriage.
And entertainment news. Toxicology and autopsy results are pending regarding the death of Casey Johnson, age 30, the heiress to the Johnson & Johnson business empire. Johnson, the fiancé of reality TV star Tila Tequila and daughter of the New York Jets owner Woody Johnson, was pronounced dead January 4th at her home in L.A.
Singer Naj made history when he became the first gay African-American to win an Out Music Award. Naj's ballad, Love, was 2009's Outstanding R&B or Soul Song of the Year.
Out Magazine has named the 100 Gayest and Greatest Albums by asking 100 celebrities to each name their 10 favorites. The Smiths, Tracy Chapman, Indigo Girls, and Judy at Carnegie Hall were ranked 2 through 5, respectively. Who came out on top? Well, there's a clue. The album came out in the 70s. See Out.com if you want to know.
ABC, the network that canceled Adam Lambert's performances after his same-sex kiss at the American Music Awards, has aired the first-ever gay sex scene on daytime TV. One Life to Live show characters Oliver, played by Scott Evans, and Kyle, by Brett Claywell, in bed. Evans is gay in real life, having been outed recently by his brother of all people, actor Chris Evans of the Fantastic Four.
The hit show True Blood is about to become gayer as the show will add Kevin Alejandro next season. Alejandro will portray Jesus Velasquez, an orderly who becomes involved with a flamboyant Lafayette Reynolds, played by Nelson Ellis. Alejandro is still on the TV show Southland.
The HBO drama Big Love will examine the ex-gay movement in its 4th season. Benjamin Koldyke will portray Dale Thomason, a gay man going through reparative therapy to pray away the gay. He will have an affair with closeted bad guy Albie Grant, played by Matt Ross.
Jillian Michaels, the tough coach on the show Biggest Loser, said she's open to having a good relationship with a man or a woman. Michael said, "Let's just say I believe in healthy love. If I fall in love with a woman, that's awesome. If I fall in love with a man, that's awesome."
Pop star Keisha will headline the lineup at the Dinosaur Weekend, March 31st through April 4th in Palm Springs, California. Girl Bar Dinosaur Week, the other Dino event, has not yet announced its lineup. And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Let's go to the movies anyway and see.
Hi. I'm Richard Knight Jr. with another Night at the Movies Minute. Playwright and gay icon Tennessee Williams collaborated with director Ilya Kazan on A Streetcar Named Desire in 1951 and Baby Doll in 1956. Though the two intended to work together on The Loss of a Teardrop Diamond, which Williams penned in 1957, the project never happened and has gone unfilmed until now. The movie is the feature debut of actor-turned-director Jody Markell. But though the script contains hints of the lyricism of Williams, this is not the galvanizing, deep-fried melodrama of Tennessee at his height, but rather the low-fat version. Like that shop-worn metaphor, The Loss of a Teardrop Diamond is somewhat tasty, but not particularly memorable. The movie, set in Memphis and its hinterlands in 1923, focuses on one Fisher Willow, played by Bryce Dallas Howard in Unflattering Black Page Boy, who is a Southern Jezebel party girl, back home from Europe at the behest of her aunt, played by Anne Margaret, who holds the purse strings, to attend a series of debutante balls partly because of a tarnished reputation caused by her wild ways. Fisher hires Jimmy, played by hottie Chris Evans, who has charm, good looks, and breeding, but no money to escort her to the parties. As the dead balls commence, Howard and Evans, who look smashing in a tux but unfortunately keeps a shirt on, spar and practice Southern dialect. A rival presents herself, and the title piece of jewelry gets lost, along with the allusions to pretty much all the characters. But other than Ellen Burstyn, who has a few nice scenes as a paralyzed drug victim, an opium addict looking for a sweet release, nothing here really matches the over-the-top dramatic hallmarks of Williams, or Kazan for that matter. Fun to imagine who would have played these star-crossed lovers back in 1957 if Williams and Kazan had gone forward with the film. Joanne Woodward and Paul Newman, perhaps? Natalie Wood and Robert Wagner? Elizabeth Taylor and Montgomery Clift? Perhaps one of those megawatt couplings might have made more with the undernourished material. But though I'm glad Markell's film has given us some unknown Tennessee Williams to momentarily savor, it's no surprise that The Loss of a Teardrop Diamond was kept in a drawer. I'm Richard Knight Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on stage at the Cadillac Palace Theater, it's the sensational new production of the hit musical, Dreamgirls.
We are Dreamgirls, the boys will make you happy.
Take an unforgettable journey with the dreams as they try to make their way to the top. It's the one musical that has it all. The backstage drama, the onstage glamour, and all the songs you love from stage and screen. Listen to the music, feel the joy, catch the dream. If you only have one night to see a Broadway musical, see the all-new, spectacular Dreamgirls.
Coming soon to the Cadillac Palace Theater, January 19th through 31st. For tickets, call 1-800-775-2000 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of January 11th, 2010, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Million Dollar Quartet is a hit, raves the Chicago Tribune. On December 4th, 1956, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley played together for the first and only time. Relive that night with the new rock and roll musical. For tickets to Million Dollar Quartet, visit Ticketmaster.com, now extended through March 28th at the Apollo Theater.
Proving that men can indeed dance on point without falling on their faces. Les Ballets Trocadero de Monte Carlo are guaranteed to amuse and inspire everyone in the audience, from the most knowledgeable to novice dance fans. The Trocs promise to delight Chicago audiences with an exciting new show with their playful, entertaining view of classical ballet in disguise. One night only, Wednesday, January 27th at the Harris Theater. For tickets, visit harristheaterchicago.org.
It's Harlem in the spring of 1943. Elizabeth and Quilly are sisters of a certain age, sharing their quiet lives together. But when they take in a handsome young boarder, their entire world changes abruptly. Don't miss The Old Settler, this poignant family portrait. Tickets are selling quickly. Order yours today by logging on to writerstheater.org.
The Brothers Sister Plays by out playwright Terrell Alvin McCraney is the theatrical event of the Chicago winter, according to the Chicago Tribune. Three interconnected plays directed by Tina Landau, which the New York Times raves, you experience the excited wonder that comes from witnessing something rare, a new, authentically original vision. Visit steppenwolf.org for tickets to the Brothers Sister Plays.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi, this is Tina Landau, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
I think it's time that I mention I've got myself an obsession for the smell, for the touch. I know I've got myself a habit, but I gotta have it now. Don't care where, work it out, let me break it down. I try on, I take it off. So what you got? Something about boots and boys.
So, Ms. Cleo, 2010, 2010, you have been with us for a number of years now, 3 or 4 years, kind of looking ahead to the year that is going to be. You are always very on the money, down to the fact that I think you coined the word, this is the year of change, and then it became Obama's entire campaign slogan. Talk to me, 2010, where do we even start? Do we want to start? We've talked a little about the weather. Everything is shifting there. Why don't we talk a little bit about politics in general? What do you see in 2010?
Let's do that. Let's start out with one of our favorites from mine, who, no matter what party mask you wear, elephant or donkey. I'm going to start out with my favorite father, which is Mrs. Sarah Palin. Uh-huh. Now, here's the thing, and a lot of people have taken her as a joke. I have said it before, and I will say it again. We don't want to be the ones who are laughing first. We certainly want to be the ones who laugh last.
We did, but with Bush, right? We should learn from our mistakes. We all thought he was such
really
a boof.
Should, right?
Yeah.
We really should. Now, again, interesting enough, even though her book is out and whatnot, her family is facing a series of health scares and a challenge. And that will probably come around either the small child as well as the husband. In addition to the fact, she will be talking about spending much more time on the mainland, possibly a relocation or calling it a second home. She will be leaving the state of Alaska, which, again, I want people to recognize that this is a preliminary move on her part. We are not, I say it again, we are not done seeing her in the political arena on a much bigger scale. So we just need to be aware of that. And again, not laugh at her so much, because she's far more serious than what has been portrayed, even by herself. So we have to be a little bit smart and think about the strategy. I also want to talk about the fact that I genuinely believe in 2010, the talk about a Euro-type dynamic here in North America will become far more than talk. There will be legislation and conversations that will initiate in 2010, and we could be looking at an Amero, for lack of a better terminology for it, that would be and could possibly be circulating by 2012.
Now, what do you mean by that, an Amero?
Well, you know how in Europe you have the Euro?
Oh,
you know,
I see.
Can be used everywhere.
Gotcha.
There will be an Amero, so that will be usable in Canada and America and probably Guam and any of America's territories, as well as Mexico.
Gotcha.
So it's been talk, and people have poo-pooed it away as foolishness. I am telling you, the talk will become far more tangible in 2010, and it will start to plant the seed, and we could, again, be traveling and moving through with Ameros by 2012. So that's something for people to be aware of. Now, economically, I know everyone is really still very edgy, and it's been kind of tough, and folks have had a tough year in 2009. But economically, I do want to say to everyone, the adjustment, as I predicted, started to occur in the last quarter of 2009. As we move into 2010, the adjustment is continuing to move in a positive direction. Now, what I mean by adjustment, because I'm not going to call it a crash, and I'm not going to call it all of these dramatic names that it's been called in for the last, 14 months. Mm-hmm. What it is that everything got really blown up out of proportion. And as you were saying earlier, the middle class got wiped out. Mm-hmm. But you remember my CD. I talked about that in 2007. Mm-hmm. And nobody was listening. And I said in one of the poems that nobody bothered to write an obit. And it just all of a sudden we turned around and the middle class is struggling to still hold on to a piece of identity. Mm. But that is not meaning that they are dead. What is happening again is there is an adjustment, and everything is going to have to come down. I don't know about in the Chicago area, but I do know that down here in the South Florida area, even with our rentals, it has been decades since renters were in a position to negotiate our rent. Mm. But that's happening throughout the country because people have to continue to understand that the adjustments have to be made. Even though they're trying to spike the gas a little bit, and I want people to watch that, it's not going to hold any flow because they're not going to be able to hold it, trying to eke it up a little bit.
Right.
I want people to be encouraged. I do not want them to be discouraged because this is a beginning year. This is a 1 year. The 10, we take it down to a 1. And it is a 1 year, so there are all kinds of wonderful things that are being initiated in this year. We may not see the fruits of it in this year, but the initiation will take place. I hear somebody saying, "Oh, well, what about the whole health plan thing? Don't get your hopes up. That's going to be just one big hot bad fart of ball because people just want." You know what I'm saying? When a fart smells bad in the elevator and nobody wants to take ownership?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's how the health plan is going to continue to move through. I'm hoping that somewhere down the line, and maybe 2011, we have a little bit smarter dynamic with it. But again, so many things to be considered, and there's so much money tied up in that. You understand? And so people, they're not really willing to let go of that. Mm-hmm. And here's one other. Now, this one isn't so much politics, but I personally believe that it is. We're going to be looking at a year of very interesting electrical blackouts.
Huh. In the U.S.?
Yeah, in the U.S. The Northeast, Midwest up there around you, Chicago, Illinois, Ohio, that same area, I want to say about 15, 17 years ago, where we had that really bizarre blackout, from New York. Ohio, we're going to be looking, and even in the Northwest, there will be some occasions for this. Now, obviously, they're doing something with the grids that they probably haven't told us about, but we'll start to see that, and it won't be necessarily weather-related.
Hmm.
It'll kind of be like a hiccup, and that's the way that it'll get written off, but again, we should be close to watch there. Anything that has a grid or a pattern, the change that we've been talking about and the change that Obama's administration brought is going to be, again, far more change than I think that we perceived on the surface level. But as we move into things, and different energies, they're trying things and they're experimenting. Again, the experimentation we don't always hear about,
Mm-hmm.
So that's something for us to be aware of. I don't want anybody panicking. This is not the time for panic. The time for panic was last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a time for panic. This is a time where people need to kind of hold their own. Don't get too immersed, everyone, in the news, daily inundation, being frightened. No. We're going to all take back our power, and we're not going to be afraid. We're just going to dig in and do what we need to do.
Hey, Cleo, do you think that we panicked enough last year that we made changes,
or?
I think there were some knee jerks. Mm-hmm. I don't know that all of them were solid, and we may have to pay a little bit of a penalty mm-hmm. in this year because of some of the choices that were made last year in that knee-jerk panic, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Here's a plus for all of your listeners out there and everybody who listens to my delicious friend Amy. Credit card companies will be forced by this administration to change their business policies. Everyone else, you know what I'm saying, the banks did a few things, this, that, and the other, but the credit card companies kind of walked away carte blanche in being able to hike up all of these interest rates. They are going to be held to the candle. There is not, because there will also be a threat. If the administration doesn't do anything about it, there is the possibility of a class action by a citizens group. I'm not going to say which one, but they're out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to, Obama, I genuinely feel, will speak to that one. And whatever he comes up with, he will, and the Senate and Congress will have to hear the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's getting out of hand already, and people just haven't seen the wherewithal of it. But as we're trying to get back on our feet, that's something that's going to have to adjust. So that is good news, people.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that if you have a complaint, if you think something is out of order, take the time to drop that letter to your congressman. We're coming up on election windows. Do not sit back and just cry and say, oh, my goodness, things are so bad. We need to get proactive.
Okay.
You know, we need to get proactive.
Well, that's the charge to all of us. Yep. I mean, that's what got us all in this mess. I mean, mortgage companies and credit cards, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly. So it's now, internationally speaking, mm-hmm. we've got some interesting things going on here. There will be, and of course, you know, on the heels of the Christmas bummer dynamic,
mm-hmm.
There will be some exaggerated rumors. I use the word exaggerated because we know how intel is, of Osama bin Laden's death in 2010. It'll be after July, all right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I say rumors because they're just not available to give us any proof.
Okay.
You know? So, but those rumors, and I just want people to not, you know, you don't want anybody to get a false sense of security
mm-hmm.
Anywhere. Obviously, we know we have to stay on top of that. I don't know how many of your listeners are aware, but we perceive that we get most of our oil from one or two places, et cetera, et cetera. There will be a coup in Nigeria. We get a fair amount of oil out of Nigeria in Africa as well.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a coup there, and as well as Mr. Chavez, there will be an assassination attempt on his life.
On Chavez's life.
Hugo Chavez.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we've got that going on. And fortunately, I pray that the United Nations doesn't get too involved. We are stretched so thin right now with the coup in Nigeria. But again, part of the motivation would be the connection with the oil, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want folks, again, you know, let's not rush out and all buy Priuses because they're still pretty expensive. But just, again, be aware of, you know, your consumption and what we're doing. We're still adjusting.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean go out and spend a whole lot of money because Cleo said it's getting better. No. Adjusting, again, the key word.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're used spending X amount, drop that down by a third.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can drop it down by a half because the adjustment's coming whether we want it to or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's what's real again. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So that's the kind of thing. And you were looking for Robin Hood earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a gentleman who, of course, has left scar tissue around this country and throughout this world, actually. But the Madoff family issues are not over. His children, as well as his wife, will still be held accountable to monies and properties that will still keep popping up
mm-hmm.
In 2010, and they will not be getting away scot-free. It was a family business, is what people need to understand. And so he has a couple of sons. There's at least one daughter, and then there is the wife. So there are many things that were shuffled before spotlight really shone on him, and they have not walked away from that. So I do want people to understand that, you know, a lot of people are angry at the rich, and there are indeed some who are paying the price. Mm. We would like more pay the price. Personally, I would like to see the CEOs from the oil companies. Oh, my gosh, record-breaking. We're getting bonuses again.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know, if there are going to be some new Bernie Madoffs that are going, not him, but new figureheads of which to become kind of the scapegoats for all of people's desperation and aggression.
Oh, there are two or three that were caught up as well. Last year, there will be a few more that will come through. Here is the thing. There will be such a huge upset in the SEC, and there will be some shaking up of that on President Obama's part, because that's really where the breakdown happened.
Okay.
You know, so we've still got a whistleblower coming from that. Actually, probably blowing the whistle as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that is some. But you know, there's so many things on the forefront mm-hmm. right now. There are so many things that people are just a little bit overwhelmed as they're moving through. But I don't want people to feel like there has not been an opportunity for them to be justice.
Mm-hmm.
Much is being uncovered. And there is still justice coming, and we can't even get caught up in that, though. They mm-hmm. will do their time. We just have to make sure that we continue to stay positive and move forward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As far as what we were talking about weather a little bit earlier, got some earthquake activity. I got to tell you, I'm not really concerned about too big a snowstorm, ice storms, those kind of things. The earthquakes are still bothering me.
Okay.
And we have seen that play out in Asia and in the East and whatnot. Australia actually had one this year as well. I'm focusing a little bit more on our coast on the west. We will be having some activity there. So I just, you know, again, we're looking at a summer dynamic. We have an enormous total solar eclipse in July, folks.
Oh.
Those always shake up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so that will be quite the sight. It will not be viewable for us here.
Okay.
It will be Central Africa, but it is enormous. And the exact date on that will be July the 11th. And so, but then also numbers-wise,
yeah.
You know, in my world, that is a one, which again is about new beginnings. And a solar eclipse is about new beginnings. So I really want people to recognize that this is an opportunity to find those windows and those doors that are open, and it's not going to just fall into your lap. We're going to have to cultivate. We're going to have to get out there and do the work, but the work is there and the opportunities are there, and I just want people to recognize that and to be excited about it. They'll get a handle on H1N1. Again, folks, you know, wash your hands, do the simple things. H1N1 is not going to take out a block of people across the world. It is not going to happen. It will be okay. And they will get a handle on that and all of the vaccinations mm-hmm. in 2010.
Talk to me about some celebrities. What is going to be going on in the entertainment world? I know you always know who's getting married, who's breaking
world.
Up.
Well, you know, got to tell you, my girl, I love her to pieces, Miss Jennifer Lopez. Boy, sookie. Now, she loves motherhood, don't get me wrong, but she is getting ready to come back with us. Not that she went away, but she was into motherhood and being a mom and a wife. She is coming back with a new album and a new tour that is just going, and she will look spectacular.
Hmm.
She will look spectacular. So she's coming back and doing really well. My girl Whitney, God love her. She is so trying. I'm very proud of her. I want her to stick to it. Little bit concerned.
Mm.
That even while she had checked out for a while, that the industry changed an awful lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, she will still be, may not be as mainstream as she once was, but she can look to the dynamic and the window that so many artists are finding to be beautiful, and that's Vegas. So do not be surprised when she gets to announce that she will be doing Vegas shows, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that that will probably be a better dynamic for her. Mm-hmm. So I am holding out a whole lot of hope for her. And interestingly enough, you're probably just a little bit younger than I am, but you remember old school Saturday Night Live and Lauren mm-hmm. Michaels been there for forever. Getting ready to be a shakeup at NBC.
Oh,
not
interesting.
Not that Lauren is going anywhere, but, you know, the old formula seems to not be working as well. They got their greatest mileage out of Sarah in the election, and then it kind of, you know, went by the wayside
mm-hmm.
Again. But there will be a shakeup there, a different format, still cutting edge, but a different format, and I think people will really, really get a kick out of it. So that's something I'm sure Lauren doesn't appreciate me, you know, giving up the ghost so early, but I think that people, it will bring back some of the older memories, but in a new way, because this is, again, it's about new. It's not about resurrecting anything. It's about brand spanking new, mm-hmm. and new is a wonderful thing. So mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a kick in the pants. And I am not so sure that Chastity has made up her mind. I am not believing that.
Really?
I am not.
Chaz, you mean?
Yes, Chaz. Yeah, Chaz. I didn't mean to disrespect.
No, I just am
not sure that Chaz has made up the absolute decision.
Yeah.
I'm not. There's something that may change. And again, as I said, there were many decisions on many levels in 2009 that surprised people because they made a choice and then it's like, oops, maybe not, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to drop one last one. And, you know, I never out anyone. But what I will say is the following. There is now, of course, my buddy Wanda Sykes is a big name and
yep.
mad respect. Store, but there is an additional black artist, female, that will be coming out this year. And boy, let me tell you something. Folks are going to be surprised by this one, because this one, she knew very well how to keep her business to herself. It's never even been thought of with regard to her name and who she is. So I wish I could tell you all more, but you all know how I feel about outing people.
Yep.
So I won't do that, but I am telling you, you will mark my day and you will mark my word. You say, boy, that doggone Cleo, she ain't no joke.
Ah.
But it's anything that people suspect. So I don't want to hear Oprah and Queen Latifah, because it's not either one of them.
Yep.
But it will touch. So people can say, oh, you know who she's talking about. No, I'm not.
Can we just let the Oprah and Gail ship sail? Because Gail wants a man.
Enough already, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
let them go on and live their life. People need to go find their own lives, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we got good stuff happening. Nothing really bad. You know, I'm not going to talk about the bad stuff.
Yeah.
We have balance and everything, but people need to hear the good stuff right now and the stuff that's encouraging.
Well, it's an exciting year ahead, the beginning, the dawn of a new decade. And it sounds like we're getting kind of a slow, gentle, with an adjustment kind of start to this new decade. And we will probably, of course, we will check in with you every other month. But, you know, we'll touch base in the middle of the year, because I know I'll be sitting in front of my computer or my TV and something will happen. And I'll be that Cleo. Look at her go.
Yeah. And I did want to answer to one prediction last year. I said I would be back on television, and there were some vehicles, but they didn't work.
Yep.
But we are still working on another one, so we have not said die, but I really could not get used to the whole reality TV thing, and that's kind of the stuff that was being presented to me.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's not going to work. But we do have some fun stuff that is coming, so folks, just hang in there. And one other dynamic, just your listeners, and God knows how millions of them there are, you all can find me at a fundraiser doing a performance with a very dear friend of mine to Tina Turner's Proud Mary. It is on YouTube.
Oh, excellent.
It's wild. Oh, God, I've got on a wig, folks. It's not my hair. People say, Miss Cleo, your hair's not covered up. No, it's a wig. And it was a circa kind of 1960s, 70s flower child kind of thing, but we're doing the old Tina Turner and Ike Turner version. It's hilarious. So I'll go ahead and let you all know so you can poke fun at me in advance.
So we can put that on our blog, and I can post that on my Twitter. Do we just need to YouTube you
exactly.
and Tina Turner?
Yeah, Tina Turner, Proud Mary. Yep.
Proud Mary, Cleo, Tina Turner. All right. We're going to get that linked up on our site. Cleo, it's so awesome to start the year with you. And we'll be with you with all these predictions throughout the year. And most of them come true. So save this show, folks. This is one you're going to want to continue to listen to. So
exactly.
2010, we are well on our way, and Cleo and I will be with you, bringing you the GLBT news and entertainment continuing throughout this year.
I love it.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.